quiet and die already. Now, where is that annoying little lucent? Oh, there it is. Thank you.
And now, once you unite it with the rest of the lucent, you will finally free my people!
No.
How dare you toy with me, vixen! I will...
Bury him deep, sweetie. Very deep. And put lots of rocks where you do so to make sure it'll be too difficult for him to burrow his way out.
Something rises. Smoke? No, it is not behaving as such.
And it approaches the city. But what is it?
Look yonder.
The sky darkens, but not as if a storm comes.
As if the skies themselves were disappearing.
We must alert the army.
Right up.
Stand aside. I have returned.
The Empress!
You will not pass through this gate, tyrant. You are not in power here.
You do not understand how it is, little men. I am not in power. I am power.
And you could construct an arm to take the place of that which was so cruelly taken, yes?
We could. But it takes time. We would have to build it, and that takes time.
No, it won't. You will take the corresponding limb from me.
I know someone who might be able to find that spark, but she is not here.
Then where is she?
We have to save her!
We can't!
Now, Quixote, let us bargain.
Why should I bargain with you, crone?
Look at me, trickster.
I have no time for this. I have been betrayed, and I need to wreak my vengeance.
Look at me. Do you not recognize me?
You are one of those above all.
I am.
Who abandoned my kind and allowed a congregation of toys to take our rightful place in this realm.
Save your impertinence, Yoden of the Quixote. Do you think we gave you free will just to play with you? You made the decision that led to your fall. You made the choices that damned your race to exile. We gave you the tools to help build paradise, and you refused to use them correctly. I will not have you blame us for burying you in the grave you dug for yourself.
You allowed them to exile my kinsmen. You allowed them to keep me in that cave for centuries!
And you would have died if not for me. And you would not get this chance to make everything right if it was not for me. So listen.
What do you mean you cannot?
The spirit spark. It is shrinking beyond the point of our being able to find it. And if we cannot, it cannot be flamed back into full life.
My kinswoman, I beg you—
Wait! There is not enough spirit to revive? Then please, take some of mine!
I can't, sister.
You can and you will. I have enough spirit for both of us. And we need our queen.
But—
I will hear no argument! You are the best healer I know. I know you can do it.
It could work in theory.
There! See? Now do it, sister.
Please, there is no time.
Very well. But if this goes wrong,
then it is on me. Do it.
The accursed Stygia! She has become something monstrous!
The power coming off her. It's turning the skies blacker than pitch.
Her forces are being decimated!
Where is the royal court? They would know what to do. The Lady Atla would have the perfect strategy.
There is nothing you can do, people of Cutner. I was born to rule. I have the power to rule. The power to remake this entire realm in my image.
Charge! Stop the witch!
She continues to grow. She threatens to touch the skies.
Oh, we shall not be having that. If you act like insects, then I shall treat you as insects. Any questions?
You will come back to us. We need you to... I feel something.
Come to us, sister!
Please, my queen. Please.
We all beseech you. You belong at our side.
The queen lives.
Thank the thousand names of the goddess.
Where?
You are safe.
We almost lost you, sister. It took some of us donating a portion of our life spark to bring you back.
Including, as much as I loathe to admit it, that minuscule goblin.
You? But why?
I pledged to serve you, Your Majesty, in whatever way you needed me to. This seemed like such a way.
He said something about his rhubarb...
Shh.
Don't think you have won your freedom, pup.
Help me up.
But Your Highness, you've just come back from the Beyond Lands. You need...
Help me up. Stygia trapped me somewhere. Cut off my arm.
Now no clockwork can say you are not devoted to our kind.
Thank you, sister.
We are sisters. All four of us. We will do whatever we can to make sure we all survive.
But you said Stygia did this. That woman tricked me into trying to kill you. Tricked my friend into fighting you, Lady Atla, and all because she coveted the lucence you held. She is evil incarnate.
We have had a modicum of experience with her, goblin rogue.
And this trickster thing convinced me to give up my part of the lucent.
And I am willing to say with assuredness that the same trickster ripped me open to get at mine.
We used our lucent separately. But if they were joined,
then the very land would weep with blood.
You think you can stop me? I was, I am, and I will always be your Empress Stygia.
Advance! Allow no quarter!
Oh, this is all quite enjoyable and all, but I'm getting bored. I can just continue grinding you all under my feet, but that would deprive me of people to worship me, so I'm willing to propose a solution. Oh, Hastra, little princess.
That cannot be.
It is as if our foe has become the storm itself. Her voice booms.
My ladies, look outside. The perfidious one seems to be a veritable giant.
Let me see.
If you come out and offer yourself up for sacrifice, I will spare this city. If you do not.
How can that be?
I fear nothing is impossible with our Lucent's joined.
I will decimate every last being in this realm, whether they be barbarian, titan, goblin, or whatever. Your magnificent realm will be nothing but dust!
Get me a sword and some armor.
But you have just been retrieved from the land beyond. You are not ready!
I do not hear any offer to wait in Stygia's words.
Then I will join you. If Stygia wishes to face one of us, she shall face us all.
No. She is not expecting me to answer. She thinks I am still lying dead and mutilated in that forsaken void. My appearing may be the only edge we have.
But she has become something unearthly.
But she may be the only thing that can stand up to her. She has become a symbol of our unity. Her soul is now part barbarian, part titan, and part goblin.
And her body is now part clockwork. But sister, you do not have the scale, let alone the power.
Little barbarian girl, I'm waiting.
If I do not confront her, all that we have worked for, a better world for every race who walks the earth of Cutner, will be destroyed utterly. It is my responsibility to represent the four people.
I believe you mean five, my queen.
Demon.
You tried to end me.
I'll tear your body into hundreds of pieces!
Yes, yes, yes. All technically true. Well, save for that last statement. But before you all try to end my life, I come in peace. And I come to bargain.
You've been listening to Barbarian Queen 2, The Empress Strikes Back, Part 9, a VHS box theater production written by Thomas DJ, inspired by the 1990 movie Barbarian Queen 2, The Empress Strikes Back, directed by Joe Finley, produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design and music by Chris Honeywell, performed by the Akadekaganagon Theater Works. Casey Shaw was Atla, Sarah Palmero was Demetra, David Ellis was Nahil, Tori Wright was Medeas, Eugene R. Hendricks was Human Guard. Teresa Burnside was Titan Guard. Nicole Tomte was Stygia. Vanessa Van Zer was Hostra. The Mocha Wizard was Clockwork Assembler. Tim Price was Yoden. As always, you can contact us at htwinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the HTW Discord. You can find the invite as well as more information on this and other upcoming projects at htwtheater.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.